Welcome to Sarah's Secrets with your host, Sarah. Welcome to Sarah's Secrets with your host, Sarah Winchester, and her co-host, Magic Mike, only on Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hi guys, it's Sarah. Happy Wednesday, everybody. 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm here with my co-host, Magic Mike.
Yo, 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 everybody. I'm trying the yo-yo swag today. I feel like super L.A.
Did
swag.
Did you just yo? Did you just yo, my ho?
I heard the word swag the other day, and I'm like, I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, that's like a new big word out there, so I'm like really
okay,
trying to...
Okay, you know that's the new
swag.
Word?
My
son taught me that word. My son's like, Mom, it's not cool to say cool anymore. The new word is swag. And I'm like, okay, what's swag? You got to teach me. Now I feel really old. By the way, okay, so we have a makeup artist on. Justin, I don't want to scare you away. So let's get him on the line. Justin, he is the makeup artist to many celebrities, and he is the best of the best of in L.A. Justin, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I'm super bummed we couldn't have you in the studio because I was looking forward to you doing my makeup for tonight because I think I might have a hot date. But I would love to get some makeup tips from you because when I met you, you were wearing makeup and you looked flawless, like a doll. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
You're gorgeous. Okay, so to get into it, what celebrities have you done?
Well, you know, I've really worked with a wide variety of people. You know, in this industry, you get to do everybody once. I've worked with Rihanna, Fergie. I've worked with Chris Brown. I actually recently designed a tour makeup for Chris Brown inspired by a toy line that he launched. I've also been working with a lot of more underground independent artists this year, Sharon Needles from RuPaul's Drag Race, Amanda Palmer of the Dresden Dolls, and a new British import, Rose Hart, that's about to blow up.
Wow.
Right. So do you find that a lot more men are starting to wear makeup now, or is this a line for women?
Oh, no. I mean, men now, more than ever, it's okay to wear makeup. Men come to the stores now. Men seek out lines that have the more masculine packaging. I think now it's a lot more appreciated to have a little bit more of a perfected look every day.
I have to admit, the guy that I'm dating, I forgot my makeup bag. We were going out for the night, and he pulls out a drawer full of makeup that's his, and he goes, oh, you can just use my makeup. And I'm like, oh, okay.
There you go.
Before, but it's LA.
No, you know, I was just home for the holiday, and I needed to borrow some shaving cream, and I looked in my dad's medicine cabinet, and there was a little concealer stick. Sure enough, a man in his 60s. It was hilarious.
That's so funny. So I know you sparked up a name that I'm, like, totally into. I'm a huge Drag Race fan. So you've worked with Sharon Needles. She's the past winner of RuPaul's Drag Race for everybody out there that's listening. And she's got, like, the most amazing, like, makeup that she did herself. So why would, like, a drag queen who pretty much considers themselves already perfecting makeup, you know, go to a makeup artist such as yourself? What was she looking or he looking for that you were able to create for him?
Well, what she wanted, we shot the video for her upcoming single, This Club is a Haunted House. The album is actually being released this weekend, and actually the release party is at Revolver this Saturday for anybody that cares to go. It's the whole album, single release, everything. Of course, I would love to have you as my date.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored. I'll go. Count me in.
To answer your question, you always want to bring in an artist's perspective, and you definitely want to have an amalgamation of a lot of creative forces, from the hair to the makeup, the style, wardrobe, everything that's involved. So we were shooting a scene that involved about 30 extras from the New York club circuit, and they all had to be within the same synergy, but definitely different and very, very avant-garde. And, you know, they had to bring me in for that. And then also they were having a sort of like a blood dance scene, which I do special effect makeup as well. So we had to be there to touch up the extras as well as Sharon while they were being drenched in fake blood and chocolate syrup.
How
oh, my gosh. So you had to cover them in blood?
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. It was shooting out of these big jets, and it was real. The video is going to be vicious when it comes out.
I could only imagine that. I think Sharon Needles is one of the most creative drag queens so far through the drag race, I guess, empire that RuPaul's creating. So I'm excited to see that. I heard a lot about the album coming out, so yeah, that'd be really, really cool. Have you done any other drag queens, or is this like your first time that you've ever had a request to go on a set for drag queens?
You know, I've worked on a few different drag shows. Surprisingly, a lot of corporations like to hire drag queens for their parties, and so they like to have a makeup artist on staff just to make sure that all the girls are really happy and that everything is going according to plan. But I worked with Brittany Lynn. He's like the drag queen of Philadelphia. He's a very good friend of mine. You know, just very, you know, you are in the scene throughout the years. You're into makeup. You're going to meet a lot of drag queens. The most notable name that I've worked with was also Amanda Lepore. And
I was just going to say that. How funny that you said that. I was just going to ask if you've worked with Amanda Lepore. She's a really, really famous transgender, correct?
Yes, she is the most famous transgender of all time, and honestly one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. I've been friends with her now for a few years, and, you know, having Amanda Lepore is on every makeup artist's bucket list. So Sharon Needles actually called me to do the album artwork for I Want to Be Amanda Lepore, which is going to be, I believe, the third single on the album. So to get to work with both of them and to add and take away from their personal style to bring them to more of like a cohesive image, it's a mirror image that you'll see on the album, it was one of the greatest moments of my career.
Is Amanda Lepore, wasn't she the face for MAC makeup like in like Japan or Korea? I was doing some research once and I saw that and I thought that was like, wow, that was amazing, because I know RuPaul was one of the first faces of MAC makeup.
Yeah, Amanda shot a really great campaign in Japan. I believe that she was the face for a few years, and it's wonderful to see that. And like you said, RuPaul was actually the original face of the Viva Glam lipstick from MAC, which all of the proceeds from that go to the MAC AIDS Foundation.
Right.
Oh, wow. So growing up, you know, when you obviously my mom, when she taught me to put on makeup, the rule was always wear your makeup to where it looks like you don't have any on. But now, I mean, with MAC, I mean, it looks like they're being more dramatic and, you know, to have that effect. So do you see that changing? Is the natural look not in anymore?
You know, I think that this year, especially going into it, it's all about extremes. You can have the extreme, you know, natural, beautiful, bronzed, barely there look with, you know, very little coverage. It's going to look fantastic. But at the same time, this is the year that it's okay for a woman to really rock a beautiful smoky eye with a dark lip. I think really extremes are just what's being encouraged. You notice a lot of full body color.
Like red lips?
Yeah, you know, a deeper red, a deeper burgundy, even ranging into the browns more so now. You're really seeing women push the limits of their personal beauty a lot further than they have been.
Ooh, that's awesome. That's fun, actually. A lot of fun. I mean, when you told me you were wearing makeup, I could not tell. But your skin looked like porcelain, like a doll, and I'm like, wow, you're just beautiful. I was like, whoa.
What would you recommend for like, okay, so I don't wear makeup, but I've always had those days where I'm like, oh, I've got a red T-zone area, or it's like I've got a couple red blotchy patches, but, you know, I'm a guy.
Oh, Mikey, you know you want to put some lashes on and, like, rock it out like, the glitter.
No, but for real, like, at the end of the day, it's like I've always been scared to consider that because I don't, like, you know, like, guys aren't, like, I guess, like, stereotypes aren't supposed to wear makeup, but obviously times change, and I know probably down the road it will. Like, what would you suggest for a guy? Like, what brand of makeup is popular for a guy that doesn't really come off with the touch so easy, and how would you recommend applying it if you were a guy that just wants to have that fresh face and to maybe cover some blotches and, you know, like, just, hey, I just want to dabble in makeup, basically, is what I'm saying.
No, of course, and you know, that is something that you get from a lot of men, and the truth is, you know, going into a department store, dealing with a makeup artist, it can be very threatening to, well, anybody,
yeah,
it can be threatening, but to men especially. You know, with the smoky eyes, the lashes, I mean, as far as people are going now in stores, it's amazing. But what I would recommend is that, you know, research what you would like out of a product. If something natural is really important to you, if you're more concerned with longevity, I mean, personally, for men, especially going on camera, you want to use just a very nice tinted moisturizer, maybe just a little bit of concealer in the spots that need it, and a sheer powder to set. It's very important in makeup to always set everything with the powder. It's what's going to make it last throughout the day, keep it from getting onto the phone, onto the clothes, which a female can get away with that because it's obvious that they're wearing makeup. But for a man, we can't have that on the collar.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
Melting away. Oh, my gosh, that'd be great. What brand would you recommend?
For men, I would definitely recommend Hourglass. It is a line that I'm using a lot more myself now. It's relatively new within the terms of makeup. It's a vegan makeup, very natural, no parabens, no phthalates. You know, that's definitely a concern worldwide with makeup right now because, you know, those are the ingredients that can lead to or possibly lead to bad stuff down the road. So, I mean, for myself as a vegan, like, I especially appreciate a line that doesn't test on animals and doesn't have the animal products. But Hourglass makes a fantastic tinted moisturizer. It has a great low-level, broad-spectrum SPF to it, and there's no harmful ingredients
in it.
That's
what has an SPF. That's awesome.
I never thought of that. I never thought that they have tinted moisturizers for men. That's a really, like, smart idea. I'll have to check. So Hourglass does have tinted moisturizer. That's probably a good route for guys to go.
Yeah, and it has SPF in it too, which is awesome. The funniest thing, I went on a hike in the up in Santa Monica Hills the other day, and people were putting on SPF on their face, and it was so white they looked like clowns, and I guess they didn't know how white it was, and we were just dying laughing. We're like, oh, do they wish to be tell them?
I mean, they have to know at that point. They have to know.
It's either, oh, man. If I saw him laying on the ground and he had that white of a face, I would think he was dead, you know? I'm like, someone should tell him.
You would think he looks like Sharon Needles. That's
your dream.
With SPF, it's also really important to shop around for a good SPF. You know, now more than ever, the sun is damaging. And yes, the foundations and powders do have a low level, but just on a personal note, I would never walk out of my house with anything less than an SPF 40 or 50 on my face and 30 on any skin that's exposed to the sun.
Oh, my gosh, and you're, 24?
I am actually 30, but thank you so much.
Oh, my, okay, then that proves my point. Oh, my gosh, wow. Okay, so definitely SPF, people, use it, and abuse it. But now that you have a tinted one, that's awesome.
I know,
yeah,
I'm all about that tinted moisturizer. That, like, totally is, like, after I hang up with you, I'm going to totally Google that Hourglass stuff and place an order for it. So what's, like, the most... Well, don't say names, obviously, because we don't want to, like, throw any bad celebrities out there, but what's, like, the craziest scenario or the most craziest person you've worked with? You don't got to say names, but have you had any, like, really horrible experiences being a makeup artist for a celebrity where you, like, left saying, oh, my God, I will never, ever, ever do makeup for that person again?
You know, I would love to answer that with a yes and follow it up with a lot of gossip. But for the most part, as long as you're very accommodating as a makeup artist, and the artist, you know, Musius and client, whatever, they can be as standoffish as they like. The point is you just need to get the job done and get out because that person's not your friend. And if there is any trauma, then, you know, try to get around it. I've had it before where usually it's not so much the artist as the managers and the PR people that are very, very rush and always trying to talk the client up.
And it's the PR people that are the ones that are the crazy ones, the managers.
Yeah, it's terrible. And, you know, some of the artists use their family as those people, so then there's that element to it as well. And, you know, every now and again, they can get a little bit out of control and need to be put in their place as to who they are. But with actual artists, no, I mean, even some of the artists that I've worked with, they are known for having a diva behavior. I've never experienced anything like that.
So
you know what? I have to say that I've done that. I had the guy that I'm dating, he did a photo shoot for a couple major magazines, and, you know, he did it. And when he was with the makeup artist, I'm, like, standing behind him going, nope, that's too much eyeliner. That's too much around the brow. And she's probably like, shut up. But,
you know,
you
just
gotta
roll with it.
You just know it looks good. And I was one of those. Oh, man.
Well, and you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, if you're the client and you want a desired look, it you know, it's up to you what goes on the face. The artist is paid to make you happy. So as long as that happens, there shouldn't be an issue.
Wow. Okay, so if I need my makeup done, can I just call you up and be like, hey, can you fit me in? I mean, how are you pretty, like, packed daily or?
It really ranges, you know, depending, video shoots tend to take a little bit longer. If you're working on television shows, it's a lot of night work. The schedule is pretty open, and I always am willing to take on new clients, new projects to really just give me an outlet to be creative and a face to work on, and I am good to go.
Well, you can use mine all day long. So
awesome. I will take you up on that.
Feel free to experiment. I'll wear red lipstick.
And she'll wear red lipstick and black leather. So that's kind of Sarah's, you know, alter ego. Is she's into S&M and bondage, right, Sarah?
Oh, geez. Thanks for throwing that out there.
You know what?
Little,
if you show up
secret.
In that, we can be twinsies. I'll come out in the exact same outfit, lipstick included.
Would you really? Oh, my gosh. With those hot shoes you were wearing the other night?
My conversation shoes,
awesome.
I love it.
That is so
funny. That's how we met. I noticed his shoes. I'm like, those are amazing shoes you have on. He goes, thanks.
You guys met at an S&M and bondage party? What?
No, I wish, but no. We met at a what was it? Do you know what it was? Some event.
It was the video release party for a new artist that's coming out. Her name is Raison. I worked on her music video, Could It Be Love, with a fantastic makeup artist, Lena Hang. She's definitely another name in makeup to watch out for. But Raison is a fantastic artist, really in the vein of a Rihanna, sort of a pop-based R&B, and the video was right up my alley. It involved extreme beauty and also a little bit of horror and effects and contacts, things. They had a sort of vampire theme going on. It's really fun to work with artists that want to push the limit and really take from a lot of different genres for their videos.
So you did her makeup on that video they were showing? Because her makeup looked amazing. That was you?
Lena Hang, she worked on Raison specifically, and I handled all of the dancers and background extras on that video.
Awesome. That was a great video, by the way. Shout out to her.
Thank you. How does, like...
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like, being a makeup artist, there's so many makeup artists out there, and for someone like yourself that's had so much success with working with artists and celebrities and just all the clientele that you get, how do you get that clientele? Is it word of mouth, or does it just eventually blow up because you've done so many things? How does that happen for, like, a successful artist as yourself?
Well, I mean, really, you can run the gambit. I still pull gigs off of Craigslist every now and again. Sometimes I'll even look on Model Mayhem and pull a fun photo shoot. It's all just about really who you're meeting, what you're doing, and as long as you keep doing a really great job and are super easy to work with, people will always recommend you. But really, as an artist,
come back.
Exactly. I mean, if they love you, they will always come back to you. And so it's really important to always establish a bond with your client and, you know, establish a friendship right away with them. You got to trust your makeup artist, so obviously you need to like the person.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like my hair guy, oh, my gosh, he did my hair yesterday, and I'm like, I do not let anyone else touch my hair. So it's just Victor Paul. That's it. Same guy that does Gretchen Rossi's hair from Orange County Housewives. He does mine. No one else will touch
her hair. Does not let anybody touch her hair, and I will vouch for that. I remember many, many, many moons ago, Sarah let someone else do her hair. She left bawling, screaming. I remember that. It was so, like, I guess women are super...
I was 16. She, you know what? That's enough of you, Mikey. She told
bang,
me she could do highlights.
Bang. You have
bangs and highlights. She doesn't know I have a cowlick on my forehead. So the bangs separate. You laugh now, but you know what she did? You do hair too, I think. I remember you saying. But what she did was she took the highlights and she brushed them through my hair instead of using the foil and, you know, how you separate. You know, weave it in. She just brushed
right.
it through. So the half top of my hair was blonde and the rest was brown. And, yeah, I cried. So, yeah.
I totally remember. And that was when the bongo
thank you for bringing
jeans.
That up, Mikey.
Yeah, that's when bongo
any pictures
when bongo
you
want to
post, too? What? Yeah. I'll give you some pictures to post, too, while you're at it. I'll get you back. I have a few of you.
That's so funny. No. But yeah, Sarah is very picky with who does her hair. I get a lot of women are very picky with hair and makeup. So I guess, like, if you're really in that industry and you're really good, just like yourself, you're right. It's they'll keep on coming back for more if you can do it exactly the way they envisioned it.
Oh, well, and with hair, especially, even as a man, my favorite hairstylist, I just moved here from New York City, and my guy that I had been going to for 6 years decided to leave the city and open a store in Staten Island, and you know what?
Wow.
I got on the Staten Island ferry and traveled out there to see him whenever I could, because it's just, you have to get the perfect hair.
And that's how good your makeup is. It's funny because, you know what, I'm guilty of this. I've walked into MAC makeup before, and I look around at all the artists that do makeup because I need my makeup done, and I'll look to see, you know, if they can't do their own makeup right, they're not doing mine. So I can find that one person. If they did their makeup right, then they can do mine. And it's usually maybe one out of 10, allegedly. I don't know.
And you know what, that's a really great way to choose your artist as well. You should walk in and look for the person that has the makeup that you desire, and that's who you should talk to.
Yeah, well, I don't want eyebrows that are, like, running down my cheeks, you know, look like a vampire or something.
Exactly. No Twilight
crazy.
For you.
Yeah,
or when
no
you have, like, I've seen, like, girls have, like, horrible makeup jobs, and they're, like, one of their eyes is, like, larger than the other eye, so I'm constantly staring at them, like, God, there's something off with you, and it's, like, because one eyeliner they made, like, super thick, and the other one's super thin, so they kind of look like a bobblehead, and I'll be, like, yeah, that's probably not the makeup artist I'd go to.
Okay,
no,
you would
not
tell
at all.
Me, right? If that happened
no.
to me, would you tell me? Do you swear?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, Sarah, you look like a bobblehead right now. That's why I'm picky who does my makeup. And honestly, Justin, you're my new, like, makeup guy because you do a beautiful job on yourself. So, and I've seen your work. I went onto your site, and you do a great job. So what is your website? So if anyone out there wants to get in touch with you, wants their makeup done, because you're in the L.A. area, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm looking to go bi-coastal and have a place here as well as New York. I definitely never mind traveling for work. My website is Justin Time Artistry. Time is spelled T-Y-M-E. So Justin Time Artistry. And the Twitter handle is @Justin_Time, T-Y-M-E _art. Unfortunately, somebody already had the Twitter the handle that I wanted. I was so upset. I don't know who this Justin artist is, but we might have to take him down.
Yeah, that happened to me, too. But it was the original Sarah Winchester. She took it. So I guess, you know, she's been here way longer than me, so she deserves it.
It was funny. I Googled you today,
anymore.
And it was half pictures of you and then half pictures of the historical figure Sarah Winchester. I was like, this is fantastic.
Isn't that great? Everyone's like, are you named after her? And I said, no, I'm related to Oliver Winchester, not Sarah. I mean, Sarah, she married into the family, but Oliver is my great-great-great-grandfather. But not her.
And now we know, and knowing is half the battle.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, so this Saturday, count me in as your date.
Yes, definitely.
Will you do my makeup? I mean,
of course, darling. Of course.
Awesome. I'm excited. Woohoo! So what kind of lashes do you use? Do you use lashes on women?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think a woman, if you're going to be in front of a camera, you need to have some lashes on there because for the most part, even with the best mascara, you can't build up a really incredible lash like you can with the false. I always recommend that women get the individuals done. I mean, it's definitely not something that you would want to try on yourself at home. But for the most part, every makeup artist is capable of just sticking on a simple row of individual eyelashes. And using the duo glue makes it very easy for you to get it off at nighttime with a makeup remover. Strip lashes are really great as well, as long as you go for a thinner strip lash. You never want to go with anything too thick and too garish, because then it will be obvious. Unless it's what you're going for, in which case,
rock on, you know. The funniest thing is when the girls wear the individual lashes and, like, there's, like, one on their forehead, there's one in their drink, like, they start falling off everywhere. It's the funniest thing ever.
Terrible.
A photo shoot I would recommend, but daily, wow. They'll end up everywhere.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, for the girls that want to put in the work and get the touch-ups every week and a half, that is awesome. Mama, go for it. But that is a lot of work to keep them maintained.
A lot of work, it looks like. I would not want to be a girl just because of that part there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the only reason?
I like being a guy. Like, oh, girl, that's a lot of maintenance. Hair, makeup, lashes, injections, Botox. You know, boobs, you know, there's just a lot to handle when you're a chick. When you're a guy, just, you could buzz your head, wear a t-shirt and jeans and maybe a couple accessories and that, you'll look good. That's just my
exactly. Oh my gosh, you guys have it too good.
You know what, though? I'm always jealous of women for all of the reasons that he just listed, because you can do makeup and hair and boots and skirts and everything that's amazing about being a woman. Your creative outlet is just so much larger than we have as men.
No, that's,
I'm
that's
telling you,
totally right.
You know what? Men, all the men that I have known that done hair and makeup do a way better job than any woman that I know that does hair and makeup. Just saying, and you know what? You guys are like perfectionists. You know what, you know, looks good on a woman. Just saying.
Yeah, you know, that is something that you hear from time to time in the makeup industry. You know, most of my favorite artists are actually female artists, and, you know, it's just all about technique and, you know, the experience. One thing I can speak to as a male makeup artist is that, you know, a male makeup artist didn't grow up putting makeup on himself and wasn't taught to do makeup by a mom or anything. So the artistic interpretation that you're getting from an artist is just something that's kind of coming from within, whereas a female, every now and again, you'll get a female artist that does your face pretty much exactly how she does her own. I mean, that would be the only...
I guarantee that every woman out there was probably never taught. I think she just went to Kmart, got wet and wild, and went wet and wild, you know? And that's how it starts. And you're like, okay, why did I ever put that on?
I love the wet and wild reference.
Isn't it great? Yeah, it's like
99
cents.
You gotta love wet and wild. Or Bonnie Bell, anything like that. Those 99 cent lipsticks and glosses, we all have to start somewhere.
Mikey, you remember our trips to Kmart to go get wet and wild. Do you remember them?
Of course I do. And I was jealous back then and young, and I didn't even know, you know, I didn't know anything, and I was like, God, I really want to wear lipstick. Why do I want to wear lipstick? I mean, it just looks fun. I wanted to buy all those accessories and do all that, but I was a guy.
See, I wish you would have told me that back then. I totally would have did your makeup. We would have had so much fun.
I would probably have been a drag queen by now, so thank goodness I didn't dabble in that back then.
Yeah, it's true. But you know what? You know, a lot of straight men are wearing makeup nowadays, and that, you know, it's going to be the next fad, I think. So be prepared, men.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming. Don't resist.
It's coming.
That's
all
so
right.
Funny.
So,
well, thank you. So we had a really fun time chatting with you, huh, Sarah?
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you real quick, since you're new to L.A., how is it? I mean, so many people out there, like, dream of living in L.A., how do you like it so far?
I am loving it. You know, I actually left New York about a week and a half before the hurricane hit, so definitely dodged a bullet with that. And currently it's 12 degrees in New York City right now. For nothing else, L.A. is the most amazing place in the world for the weather. Definitely, it's a very different vibe out here. It's a lot more relaxed. It's a lot friendlier, I'm finding. Since everything is so spread out, you know, really you get into what you're doing because the option isn't there to do 40 things within a 3-block radius. Like, I kind of really feeling the more slow pace out here. It's really a nice change.
Yeah. How are the people? Like, do you like the people?
Yeah, I think the people have been fantastic. You know, the things you hear about L.A. and people being shallow and, you know, la-di-da, I haven't experienced any of that. Like, I've met some of the most genuine and awesome and creative people just in my 3 months here.
Well, you are just a social butterfly. When I met you, I mean, everybody was coming up to talk to you. I'm like, okay, who is this guy? I need him on my show. Everyone loves you. You're just like a social little butterfly.
Oh, I'm so glad you came up and talked to me. You're so amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. You're amazing. Well, thank you so much for, you know, spending the time. I know you were busy today, and I know that you're on your way to, you know, go do a shoot right now. So we're going to let you go. But thanks again, and I'm going to follow up with a text to you tonight about Saturday night, because I'm going to be
all right. Excellent. I'm looking forward to it, sweetheart.
It was nice
having you. Aw. Thank you, guys.
Right,
have a great day.
Love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back in 2 seconds.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, we're back, guys. Magic Mike is still in the studio with us.
Yes, yes, yes. That was a great interview.
Yeah, he's awesome. I can't wait for him to do my makeup. Wow. We're
going
to have him do your makeup, too.
Of course.
See how that turns out. Why are you laughing? You know what? When you see his makeup, it looks really good. And you know the guy that I'm dating, he wears makeup, too. You wouldn't even know.
I love how you're trying to get me on this makeup wearing trend. The next time you come over, I'll have, like, full lashes, lipstick. And I'm like, well, you told me to wear makeup.
You know I love that, though. I do your hair and put little Mickey Mouse hairs
funny,
on you.
So,
what we're going to do, scandal of the week. I mean, okay.
Here's what I have.
I have to say it. What?
Yes, but what?
I have to say it. Really? I mean, people, the whole Beyonce, lip singing, drop it. Let it go.
I agree.
Who cares? Come on, there's people out there that are starving, hungry, dying of, you know, illnesses. Let it go. Maybe she had laryngitis or, you know, a cold or whatever. Let it go.
Maybe she just didn't feel like singing that day, and she was like, you know what, I'm going to wear my Spanx today so I won't be able to belt out those notes. And maybe she was like, I just don't feel like singing today. I mean, if I was a singer, there'd probably be days when I'm like, you know what, I don't feel like singing today. I just feel like lip singing, and I just want to totally do that. And you know what? That's totally fine with me. So, yeah,
But she did sing it. It was, even if it was recorded, that was her singing. Give her credit.
That was really her voice, recorded or not, at some point doing that.
And she's a mother and handling this and, you know, singing. I mean, give her some credit, guys.
I know. I agree. We love you, Beyonce.
Lip sing.
I want to bring up one thing that I did some research on. So on PerezHilton.com, people will not leave the whole Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez thing alone. Like, I don't know if they're together. I don't know if they are together or not together. I have no idea because I can't keep up with all of this. But if you go on PerezHilton.com under top story, there's a picture of Justin Bieber holding Kylie Jenner's hand somewhere. They're, like, walking and holding hands. And it's a totally photoshopped picture. They have the original picture. It's of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, and someone photoshopped in Kylie Jenner's body into that to make it look like they're together, and it's, like, blowing up all over the internet, and they just found out that it's a photoshopped picture, so it's completely
funny, and
hilarious.
People need to understand that what you see on the internet, or, you know, just period in magazines, it's not always true. Half the time it's not true. And that happened to me. They photoshopped a picture of me and another guy together and said, you know, I left my ex for him. And, you know, that's just absolutely absurd. Like, I don't even Google myself because the majority of stuff that's on the internet is not true.
No, I totally agree with you. And then one, I think that's stupid. It's like they could think of better stuff to talk about than Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. It's like, leave them alone. They're like little teenage kids. Let them like break up and get back together as many times as they want. That's not my problem. There's also a funny clip on there if you go to PerezHilton.com of, you know how there's a bunch of feud with Nicki Minaj supposedly and Mariah Carey on American Idol?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's one clip on Perez Hilton. It's hilarious. Nicki Minaj is like saying, hey, girl, to somebody or doing something to someone that's auditioning. And Mariah Carey's to the side, rolling her eyes, flipping her hair, looking completely annoyed with Nicki Minaj. It's hilarious. It's like two divas sitting next to each other, and they both, like, one looks like Nicki Minaj looks like the diva from outer space because she's so, like, crazy looking, and then Mariah Carey's, like, all elegant, flipping her hair, like, saying, girl, this ain't nothing but a hair flip. It's hilarious.
And you don't think it's editing, because I know about editing, so.
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, you don't think it's
live.
Editing.
No, it's live right there, and they're talking about it. Nicki Minaj was actually on, I think.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
door.